Shops were closed and streets deserted in Gabon's main cities today as a tense calm returned just one day after the government declared late dictator Omar Bongo's son the winner of presidential elections. John Kelly has this report.
Opposition supporters, feeling Sunday's election was stolen and aghast that the Bongo family would continue to rule, turned their anger on the country's former colonial ruler, France, widely suspected of having propped up the dictator and meddling in the elections. A curfew was imposed in the coastal oil hub of Port Gentil, and the provincial governor replaced after angry mobs there partially burned the French consulate and attacked the offices of French oil giant Total. UN Deputy Spokesperson Marie Okabe says Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for calm and restraint.
The Secretary General urges all the presidential candidates and their supporters to resolve any electoral grievances through legal and institutional channels and calls for any complaints to be reviewed and adjudicated in a fair and transparent manner.
Sunday's special ballot was called after the death of longtime ruler Omar Bongo in June, with many hoping the poll would turn a new page in a nation ruled by one man for the past four decades. Over 41 years, Omar Bongo's family amassed a fortune from the country's oil wealth, owning 45 homes in France and more than a dozen luxury cars, including a Bugatti worth $1.5 million. Meanwhile, a third of Gabon's citizens lived in wretched poverty, some digging through garbage dumps for food. I'm John Kelly.